Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
I just want to give you my quick reaction. I'm recording this right now, right after Ryan Poles, Kevin Warren, and George McCaskey have all spoken to the media. You don't get to hear a lot from George McCaskey, maybe to the benefit of the Chicago Bears, but also a couple things I wanted to cover just from their comments alone. The first one is I want to read you the definition of what lip service means. Lip service, by definition, means a support for something that is expressed through word and not shown or represented in a person's actions. And unfortunately, Bears fans, that's exactly what we continue to get from this front office here in Chicago. Look, I'm sure George McCaskey is a good man. He seems like a very nice person. But again, his issues as chairman of the Chicago Bears continue to resonate and reflect the state of the Chicago Bears. Our chairman has been in charge now for over a decade, for almost 14 years. He's been through three general managers. He's about to hire another one. He's been through four head coaches, countless offensive coordinators, multiple quarterbacks, has zero playoff wins. And unfortunately, every time he's in front of a microphone, you get a lot of the same stuff from him over and over again. We hope to get it right, like a hitter in a deep slump, or like a player talking after losing 10 games in a row. We hope to get it right. He also commented that one of the beat reporters, one of the media people asked him, what does it feel like to have fans chant sell the team? He tried to downplay it, and then he tried to pivot and say that he was more disappointed that Bears fans were selling their tickets to Lions fans and that the Bears on offense had to use a silent count because too many Lions fans were in the stadium, and the hope is that they put a team out there that will want to urge the Chicago Bears fans not to sell their tickets to Detroit Lions fans. Okay, one, don't tell Bears fans what to do, George. That would be my first one. The second one is that it is completely reasonable, and it isn't a tall ask, for you to put a competent football team out there on the field, a team that at the very least is competing and playing meaningful games in September, something that we don't get very often here in Chicago. And excuse us if we are so frustrated with the way that you run your operation that they're then compelled to maybe not go to the stadium and try and make some extra bucks and maybe in December, I don't know, maybe pay for a couple extra Christmas presents because they don't want to pay for your product, George. Yeah, you should be disappointed. But the only person you should be pointing the finger at is yourself in the mirror. In a weird way, it felt like a backhanded slight at Bears fans. And I'm sure he didn't mean it that way. But again, George isn't really a wizard with words. But all this continues to be, well, we're just going to keep on swinging until we get it right. We may be 0 for 40, but we're going to keep on swinging. He's like that kid in Little League who hits 12th in your lineup, who that when he gets a foul tip, everyone loses their mind because now he's finally on it. That's what we're dealing with. And then my other part was Kevin Warren came out, and Kevin Warren, ever the statesman, called us the best fans in the world. And I'll be honest with you, look, if that's the type of thing that you want to hear from your organization and from your higher-ups, that's totally fine. For me, I find it not only disingenuous, I find it impossible and non-factual. And if anything, it's kind of patronizing. The best fans in the world. Look, we are a passionate group, right? We love our Chicago Bears. We are down right now. It's one of the lowest points for me personally as a Bears fan in my entire life. So to come out and pat me on the back and tell me I'm the best fan in the world, don't really need to hear it right now. You don't need to give us that kind of cookie, Kevin. It bothers me to no end. If we went out and we did some sort of survey across this great blue orb that we live on, you think there aren't some football teams in Europe that don't have some of the best fans in the world? You don't think that there's other teams and other fan bases that care about their team just as much? This is the thing. Is that just telling us that we're the best fans in the world? Is also supposed to be some sort of weird sort of coded language that we're supposed to just hang in there and take all these lumps and these disappointments over and over and over again because we understand at the end of the day, one day, to quote Eddie Vedder, someday we'll go all the way with the Chicago Bears. And look, I'm not going to spend too much more time on this because obviously these are people who are currently not succeeding in their job and they continue to get swings at the bat. And then they have to go out there and answer the questions for all of their failures. And honestly, what are they supposed to say? They can't necessarily fall completely on their sword because they still have their jobs. But at the same time, they have to try and take a little bit of some accountability while also spinning it forward in some sort of optimistic method that makes Bears fans think that everything is going to be okay. And that's the big problem here, is that this cycle, we've been through it before. And if we're not the best fans in the world, we are smarter than the average Bear. We've seen this before. We've gone through this cycle before. We've heard this pablum about how we hope to get it right. All of our processes are in place. We're going to do everything in our power to fix this, on and on and on. They've done this before. They've ran through it before. And all they can do is just tell you the same thing over and over again. And that's the issue. As we pivot into me giving out my final grades for this football team, and when I talk about this head coaching search, the most important thing about this is that right now, the best fans in the world, these Bears fans, I think that they are more connected to the issues that are going on off the field, above in the front office than they ever have before. Maybe it is the parlance of social media with a lot of information out there, and maybe it is the definition of insanity, which is the same thing happening over and over again. Well, George McCaskey is the chairman of the board of the Chicago Bears. That I think we're finally starting to see that maybe it isn't just the offensive line. Maybe it isn't just the offensive coordinator. Maybe it isn't the name whatever starting quarterback it is at the time and how we should be playing the backup. I'm listing all the cliche narratives that Bears fans like to do. Maybe it's not the head coach. Maybe it's coming from above. And the problem is, unfortunately, we are stuck with whatever process that is. We just have to deal with it. As Bears fans, though, I am telling you and applauding you that if the Bears aren't putting the product on the field that you want to see, sell your tickets, make some money, stay home, and maybe spend that money somewhere else on whatever you feel is necessary. Because if you don't feel like they deserve your time, and if they can't get it right, and they want to keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again, and they want to keep telling you that you are the best fans in the world, you're smarter than that. And I'm happy for you. Sell your tickets, make some money. George says that he's a football fan. George says that he's a Bears fan, and he hates it when Lions fans are there. The money's still going into his pocket either way, but at least you can make something off of it while you're at it. Because that's the thing, is they're playing a dangerous dance here. When they say that we're the best fans in the world, they're also saying that we are so passionate and so loyal because we are Chicagoans, because we love our team, that they can get away with pretty much anything. And sometimes when they pat you on the back and tell you that you're the best fan in the world, it's really also saying that we know you're not going anywhere no matter what. Well, I do think we are hitting a critical mass just a little bit, that if this next iteration of head coach, whoever Ryan Poles decides to pick, and we'll see what happens with the development of Caleb Williams, I'll get to him in a second. If this goes astray, or if this looks similar, if it's reminiscent of the last few cycles that George McCaskey's run Bears has put out there on the field, there's nothing wrong with looking in the mirror and asking yourself, is this worth my time? And I think the brass up there at House Hall needs to know that and recognize it. I still think they think no matter what, you're going to come out and you're going to put a mustache on and we're going to talk about Ditka and the 85 Bears and we're going to do the SNL skit and everyone's going to have a good time and we're going to talk. And look, I'm going to talk myself into positive things about the Chicago Bears team coming next season. But we are getting to a point of, I don't know about if it's anger or apathy, but either one is they have to be. I think they need to be way more careful than they think right now, because this thing can go in a very, very south direction. And honestly, if you are a Bears fan and you don't believe that they are worth your time, or not even worth your time, I'm telling you not, you know, do whatever you want with your fandom, but I'm not telling you to not be a fan anymore. But if you want to spend maybe less attention, less money on the team because they can't seem to get it right, I'm not going to stand in your way, especially after today, after the lip service that the higher-ups continue to shovel out there, because, look, they have not gotten it right. They are just a returning trough of failure. It's a turnstile. In comes the bad, out goes the bad. All over again. And I think they need to be careful. They want to build up this new stadium. They want to open up something. They want to charge the ticket prices and the season ticket license fees that they want to do. They better be careful because they think the appetite is something right now. But if it keeps going in this direction, I think the appetite might change.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.